The Truth News Network. Fighting foes both foreign and domestic. Suffering fools, not at all. TNN.
The Truth News Network.
Dan Newman.
Hey there, folks. I'm back in the saddle. First, let me say thank you to all of those for your prayers, for your well wishes, and after the flu and pneumonia, we're back on microphone today. And what a day to get back at it. Illegal voting in our nation is alive and well. It is becoming more and more obvious that Democrats are dead set on finding ways to allow illegals to vote in U.S. elections. Their reasons are many, but all rely on one basic premise that is being confirmed again and again as being true. Rank-and-file Democrats who have voted for their party's candidates year after year after year are falling to the wayside. More and more are becoming true independents, while many are deciding they're conservatives. This is due in part by the dramatic slide to the left in the Democrat Party and their policies. As an example, economically comparing 1960 JFK's tax policies to those of this Democrat Party would define President Kennedy as an outright hard right economic conservative. That's how far to the left the Democrat Party has gone. Each American understands the dangers in our two-party political system. We will not go into details of its structure nor the good or evil each possess in their methods, but it is important for all to understand this one thing. Membership in the Democrat Party in America is not growing. In fact, their membership is sliding away. Americans can no longer ignore the hashtag walkaway campaign formed in 2016 that has embraced Democrat Party voters who have become disenfranchised with Democrat policies and candidates and have moved across the aisle. This swift yet steady decline in party membership has sent Democrat leadership into a frenzy. We must find Democrat voters, is their cry. That's the fundamental reason, no, the only reason, Democrats in Congress refuse to honestly and sincerely address the nation's unimaginable illegal alien problem. But admitting that is what the Democrats really want, can they get away with somehow allowing non-citizens to vote in U.S. federal elections? There's evidence of at least 800,000 non-citizens' votes for Hillary Clinton in 2016 actually happened. See the proof of that in our March 20th, 2019 story titled Illegal Voters Are Changing Our Elections. Democrats certainly want that to happen, have already allowed it to happen in certain cases, but without changing constitutional law, cannot allow illegals to vote in federal elections legally. But that certainly has not stopped them from trying. Like here, Wednesday, September 26th of 2018, only 49 House Democrats voted yes on a resolution, House Resolution 1071, expressing disapproval of non-citizen illegal aliens voting in U.S. elections, which is a criminal act. 71 Democrats outright voted no. 69 Democrats took the cowardly way out by answering present. 4 Democrats refused to take a stance by simply not voting. In effect, 144 Democrats refused to agree with the resolution that it is wrong for illegal aliens to vote in U.S. elections. House Resolution 1071, sponsored by Representative Kevin McCarthy, Republican from California, states the following, and this is the actual resolution. Recognizing that allowing illegal immigrants the right to vote devalues the franchise and diminishes the voting power of United States citizens, whereas voting is fundamental to a functioning democracy, whereas the Constitution prohibits discrimination in voting based on race, sex, poll taxes, and age, whereas it is of paramount importance that the U.S. maintains the legitimacy of its elections and protects them from interference, including interference from foreign threats and illegal voting, whereas the city of San Francisco is allowing non-citizens, including illegal immigrants, to register to vote in school board elections, And whereas federal law prohibits non-citizens from voting in elections for federal office, now therefore be it resolved that the House of Representatives recognizes that allowing illegal immigrants the right to vote devalues the franchise and diminishes the voting power of United States citizens. House Resolution 1071, which is not a bill and has no legal power, was passed September 26, 2018. The roll call vote was 279 yeas, 72 nays, 69 present. Republicans, 230 yeas, 1 nay, and 4 not voting. Democrats, 49 yeas, only 49, 71 nays, 69 answered present, just to keep from having to cast a vote, and 4 did not vote at all. One Republican voted against that. That is Justin Amash of Michigan. But it gets even worse, folks. Fast forward to March of this year, 2019, and the House now has a Democrat majority in the House of Representatives. One California television station reported their action this way. The House passage of the For the People Act, that's H.R. 1, a bill designed to improve election integrity by focusing on voting and election laws, campaign finance, and ethics. The bill also defends localities that allow illegal immigrants to vote in their elections. It sounds like I'm making it up. What kind of government would cancel the vote of its own citizens and replace it with non-citizens, said Representative Dan Crenshaw, a Texas Republican. Supporters say the For the People Act expands early voting while simplifying absentee voting. It enhances federal support for voting system security. It expands disclosure requirements for donations and campaign transparency, while it creates a multiple matching system for small campaign donations. Lastly, it will ease the creation of automatic voter registration rolls, as well as restoring voting rights to the formerly incarcerated. The bill now moves to the Senate, where it is highly unlikely to pass, let alone be voted on. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky, said it would not receive any floor time because, he said, I get to decide what we vote on. San Diego Congressman Scott Peters voted to pass the For the People Act, saying this: these groundbreaking reforms will help us rebuild trust in government. Now we must continue to work together to solve problems most important to San Diegans and all Americans, like climate change, gun violence prevention, access to higher education, comprehensive immigration reform, and more, said Peters. Earlier in the week, Speaker Pelosi spoke on the importance of passing H.R. 1. She said, so when we talk about newcomers, that's what she's calling illegal immigrants, aliens, newcomers. We have to recognize the constant reinvigoration of America that they are, that we all have been, our families. And that, unless you're blessed to be Native American, which is a blessing in itself that we respect, but that constant reinvigoration of hope, determination, optimism, courage to make the future better for the next generation, those are American traits. And these newcomers make America more American, and we want them, when they come here, to be fully part of our system. And that means not suppressing the vote of our newcomers to America. Wow. Newcomers, according to House Speaker Pelosi, Democrat from San Francisco, newcomers don't have to do anything legally when they get here. Democrats just want to let them vote. When we come back in just 1 minute, we're going to look at what the U.S. Constitution says about this Democrat plan. That's up next at truthnewsnet.org.
We don't tell you what to think,
but we give you truth to think about. This is TNN, the Truth News Network.
truthnewsnet.org.
We're here asking people from all over what they think of Lipton green tea. Let's hear what people from Texas have to say.
Mmm.
How about China?
Mmm.
Germany?
Mmm.
How about people from the North Pole? Or Mars? What about mimes? Oh, right. People with their jaws wired shut? Yeah, a barbershop quartet. Oh, you guys are great. How about race car drivers? What about you, high school glee club, here on a field trip? Well, that settles it. It sounds like everyone loves the taste of Lipton Green Tea. With its protective antioxidants from real tea, it's not just good for you, it's to you. Lipton Tea can do that.
Election cycles come and go. White House reporters come and go. The truth is a diamond because it's forever.
TNN, the Truth News Network.
Your jeweler today is Dan Newman.
Welcome back, folks. I got to say thanks to Pete Moss. You hear his great voice on all of our intros and outros and our bumps in and out. By the way, I didn't term myself a jeweler. That's his term. Let's get right back to it. What does the U.S. Constitution say about voting? After all, isn't that the only thing that matters? Which right appears most often in the Constitution's text of all of them? Think about it. Free speech, the right to bear arms? No, it's the right to vote. In voter ID cases all over the country, courts are considering the proper level of scrutiny to apply to burdens on the right to cast a ballot. In 2008, the Supreme Court approved an Indiana voter ID law, even conceding that it had a partisan basis because it was not excessively burdensome to most voters. In that rendering, Justice Antonin Scalia, writing for himself, and Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Samuel Alito concurred separately to suggest that the proper level of scrutiny was more like whatever the state legislature wants. Courts will defer to the wishes of legislators who wish to protect the election process. There was no evidence of fraud in that Indiana case. There's none in a Pennsylvania case or the others currently being heard by the Supreme Court. State officials claimed to be worried that someone somewhere might think there was fraud. This is deference to bureaucrats that neither courts nor citizens would tolerate where a right considered truly important is at stake. Consider the right to free speech. That's an example. The majority in Citizens United brushed aside public perceptions of corruption to allow unlimited independent expenditures in political campaigning, even though far more citizens are cynical about campaign donations than they are about fraudulent voters. What about freedom of religion? Would we tolerate licensing of churches so atheists won't worry that fraudulent religion is being practiced? Scholars and courts often note that the Constitution nowhere says all individuals have the right to vote. It's simply not in the Constitution. It simply rules out specific limitations on the right to vote. A right not guaranteed in affirmative terms isn't really a right in a fundamental sense. That's what this reading suggests. But if the Constitution has to say, quote, here is a specific right, and we now guarantee that right to every person, end quote, there are almost no rights at all in the Constitution. Our Constitution is more than rights preserving. It's more than the rights proclaiming business. The First Amendment doesn't say, quote, every person has the right to free speech and free exercise of religion. In the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms isn't defined, but rather shall not be abridged. In the Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure against unreasonable searches and seizures isn't defined, but instead shall not be violated. In the Seventh Amendment, the right of civil trial by jury, whatever that is, shall be preserved, and so on. Now you think about that. What the first 10 amendments were set out to accomplish was making it very clear the federal government only has specific rights that are identified in these 10 amendments. Every other right is to be held and controlled by the individual states. In those terms, it ought to mean something that the right to vote is singled out more often than any other. Section 2 of the 14th Amendment imposes a penalty upon states that deny or abridge the right to vote at any federal or state election to any of the male inhabitants of such state being 21 years of age and citizens of the United States, except for participation in rebellion or other crime. The 15th Amendment states that the right of citizens of the U.S. to vote can't be abridged by race. The 19th Amendment says the same right can't be abridged by sex. The 24th says the right of citizens of the U.S. to vote in federal elections can't be blocked by a poll tax. And the 26th protects the right of citizens of the United States who are 18 years of age or older to vote. So if our courts treat the ballot as less than a fundamental right, they aren't reading that in the Constitution, but projecting it onto the Constitution. The projection comes from a long-standing belief that the vote is not a right, but a privilege, something granted by the powerful to the deserving. But the fundamental inferred and stated that citizens are those in the U.S. whose rights to vote shall not be abridged. Citizens are the only people who can legally vote in federal elections. Now let's get right down to the nitty-gritty here. We'll call our summary today the Democrat Party Illegal Voting Plan. And you can bet your boopies they have a plan. Before we summarize and discuss the objective of the Democrat Party as a whole regarding illegal voting, here's what independent Bernie Sanders, who caucuses with the Democrat Party, here's what he said about criminals' rights to vote while they are behind bars. He said, quote, "I think that is absolutely the direction we should go. In my state, what we do is separate. You're paying a price. You committed a crime. You're in jail. That's bad," Sanders explained. "But you're still living in American society and you have a right to vote. I believe in that. Yes, I do." Well, Bernie disagrees with a whole lot of other Americans. The average American voter cannot understand why Democrats are so resistant to stopping illegal immigration at all costs. And if your state determines and makes it a law that those who are incarcerated, criminals while they're in prison, don't have the right to vote, according to the Constitution, that's the way it's supposed to be. But a lot of Democrats, not just Bernie, who is technically an independent, who caucuses with Democrats, feels like it doesn't matter if you're in jail, if you've broken the law, and it's such an egregious breaking of the law, it's going to put you in jail, you should be able to vote. Well, in spite of the hundreds of thousands of criminal acts committed by illegals against American citizens through the last decade or so, Democrats refuse to take whatever legal measures are necessary to stop this criminality. And those Americans want Democrats to work with Republicans to do just that. Stop it. Sounds like a mama talking to her little boy who continues to do the same thing over and over again that's wrong. Just stop it. Voters continue to view illegal immigration as a serious problem. But voters don't think Democrats want to stop it. That's not my opinion, folks. It's a fact. Cutting foreign aid is one tool that voters are willing to consider. You've heard of the Rasmussen reports. We quote their reports and their polls here fairly often. It's always been the most accurate in predicting the outcome of national elections. Well, a new Rasmussen report just released, it's a combination of telephone and online survey. It found that 67% of all likely U.S. voters think illegal immigration is a serious problem in America today, with 47% who say it's a very serious one. 32% say it's not serious, but that includes only 8% who rate it as a not at all serious thing. Think about that. 67% of all likely U.S. voters think illegal immigration is a serious problem. A serious problem. Yet, Democrats ignore that. One would think that Democrats who will say and do anything to pave the way to seize total control of Congress and the White House in 2020 would examine these polls and assist conservatives in creating and implementing immigration legislation to streamline existing legal immigration laws that have some problems, we know that, shorten the process for immigrants to become U.S. citizens legally, while ferreting out the gang members, human traffickers, cartel drug traffickers, who are, by all accounts, flooding across our southern border. Democrats' unwillingness to enter this process that must begin by demanding enforcement of existing immigration laws, all immigration laws, prove their objective can be one and only one thing. Get enough illegals into the U.S. and find ways to surreptitiously insert them into the election system to vote in the 2020 federal election. There can be no other explanation for Democrats' resistance. They couch it with fake stories about caring for the abused and poor who inhabit Central American countries that wish only to find a better life for their family here in the U.S. How can we say their charitable feelings are fake? If they really care for those people with legitimate issues mentioned above, they would demand immediate repair of the U.S. immigration system so as to pave the way for the American dream these immigrants supposedly desire, and many do. What price is being paid for Democrats' open border policies? Forget about the hundreds of billions of taxpayer dollars. Just look back at our stories about illegal immigration from March of this year to get statistics that validate the hundreds of thousands of criminal acts perpetrated by illegals against American citizens. They range all the way from purse snatching to auto theft, assault, assault and battery, all the way to child sex trafficking, rape, and murder. Americans are paying the price Democrats force us to pay for their quest to get new Democrat voters on the federal election rolls. And the price is often the loss of our sons and our daughters. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, a question. How many more must die? How many more must be trafficked, robbed, assaulted, raped, or murdered before you think enough is enough and that Americans should not have to beg you to stop the criminality from those you continue to allow to pour across our southern border? I close with this. Isn't it a travesty that Americans even have the need to have a conversation because our elected officials want ICE and U.S. Customs to simply turn their backs on illegals flooding across the border? It's insanity. Democrats are hoping that mob rule will cause our resistance to illegals to crumble, and that Americans will just say when we're watching them storm the southern border, okay, we give up. Let's just give them all blanket amnesty and blanket citizenship and the right to vote. Other members of Congress, are you going to continue to allow that happen? I can't vote for Nancy Pelosi, and I can't vote for Chuck Schumer. I live in Louisiana. I've got a representative who is a conservative. I have two senators here who are conservatives. I can only exercise my opinion with my vote. That goes for you, too. Give them a jingle. Have you tried to call them? Your House member? Your Senate member? It might surprise you. You might get one on the phone and very nicely give them your opinion on the matter. Once again, I thank you for joining us here. I'm glad I'm back in the saddle. If you have any questions, dan@truthnewsnet.org. Love hearing from you, and we'll be back to talk some more at truthnewsnet.org. Till then, have a great day. So long, everybody.
Not just political, not just lifestyle, but always relevant.
Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.